Hi, this is Steve Borsch with Minovate. The fabulous MEMA Summit was yesterday, Monday, October 5th. We just had a great time, and Graham Thickens grabbed four interviews at the cocktail party at the end of the event, and I present them to you now. Okay, Graham here at the MEMA Summit 09, and we are just in the first break after the opening session. Actually, there was a keynote earlier, and then we just had breakout sessions. And I'm here with Ron J. Miller of Icon Nicholson, who was lucky enough to get in the Content Gone Wild session. Right, Ron?
Yes. Rachel Lovinger from Razorfish, from their team in New York, spoke. Just a couple of quick observations. One is, all credit to her. It was a really well presented walkthrough of all, you know, the things that can go wrong and should go right through the first, you know, through the four phases of development. I do want to say that, you know, with people like Christina Halverson and Brain Traffic here in town, I think we see these lessons being brought to us over and over again. Some great examples. And one of the things that was really interesting was she walked through, first of all, some real failures on corporate blogging.
Oh, really?
Which I think the key issue there was a lack of a coherent voice if you have multiple authors.
Okay, yes.
In corporate blogging where, you know, you sort of write one way and you have different headlines and you write different from me and we're all kind of doing our thing. The important to have a cohesive editorial strategy. The second thing is she did walk through their recent design of billboard.com, which if you get a chance to take a look at it, I think is a really fantastic reorganization, not just of content, but of the whole business strategy of you know, focusing on consumers and delivering music.
Huh. Great. So content strategy was really what that session was all about, huh?
Yeah, and this is something that, of course, we're hearing more and more and more as web strategies mature. You know, it's not about delivering websites, it's about launching them.
Yeah.
And how do you sustain them long term, especially if you're going to start integrating social media? Yeah. One other quick example she offered was there were a couple of product reviews on Amazon, a couple of products which had 7,500 consumer product reviews.
Wow.
I mean, 1,000 words each. At that point, it's chaos, you know?
Yeah, really.
So you really have to think through how user-generated content gets integrated if you have a consumer-facing website.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us about what Icon Nicholson is doing. Are you working with consumer companies, I assume?
Yeah.
Is that your main focus?
An awful lot of it. We do have a life sciences practice, which does a lot of work with pharma.
Oh, yeah.
Very successful on the East Coast where the New Jersey companies are located. Personally, right now, I'm leading a redesign of the National Gallery of Art in Washington.
Oh, that's right. So you spend most of your time in D.C. Huh?
I am. And, yeah. And I also have the assignment where everybody in the office is kind of like, hey, can I work on that? So, and I also just have to mention that a great client of ours, the Chicago Humanities Festival, has launched a massive social platform. They're really looking to become a TED.com.
Who is this again?
It's the Chicago Humanities Festival.
Oh, when is that? Or is that a new thing? Or?
No. It's been going on for 25 years.
But
they decided that here they have all these great presentations. You know, Barack Obama speaking about U.S. history and Gary Becker, the Nobel Prize economist, talking about the economy. So they've decided to bring all of that online with videos and with transcripts and then build a social community around that.
Similar to what TED is doing.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's an opportunity for them to try and get in the same league with the World Economic Forum. And
wow. And so this is another client of yours personally?
It is. We just launched it. It's at chicagohumanities.org. Okay. And I think a great example of how you're trying to take content and begin to build community around that.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, hey, thanks for talking to us at Minovate here, Ron. Good to see you.
Always great to see you, Graham. Thanks.
Okay, Graham Thickens here at the Happy Hour at MEMA Summit. sponsored by our good friends at Gage Marketing. And I'm standing here with Mark Kurtz of that fine agency. How are you, Mark?
Hi, Graham. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What did you think about today?
I tell you what, it's like the interactive homecoming for the Twin Cities. You know, it's great to see everybody. The energy has been really good. There's a lot of senior-level people here, a lot of interesting things going on.
Yeah, over 1,000 people. It's almost maxing out the venue here. I wonder if they're going to have to get an even bigger venue next
year. The convention center is right next door,
I was going to say,
have to move next door.
Yeah, that's the next stop, I think. But I imagine Gage had quite a contingent here. You had a big booth, and I saw Skip himself, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's great to have Skip Gage here, our founder, and introducing a lot of our clients that are here, and I think it's just a sign of how committed we are to digital marketing and how it's kind of really evolved in our business as an agency and what we're doing for our clients. And introducing him just to everybody that we've worked with over the years.
Who were some of those clients that were here? Drop some names for me, or company names.
The folks from Thomson Reuters, folks from 3M, the folks from Allianz, Microsoft, of course, has a big presence here. And just to kind of witness and see firsthand what people are doing with some of our work is great.
Yeah, well, super. And you guys were doing a bunch of video interviews, too. Where are they going to be posted? At Gage.com? Or?
Yeah, it'll probably be actually on a microsite, promogage.com. We'll send it out to everybody. And it's all about sharing. And I think that's been one of the themes here, is like giving to the community and creating content that other people can look at and share. And not necessarily, we're not promoting Gage. We're just saying, hey, these are, you know, thought leaders in the industry.
Yeah, well, great. Well, it was fun talking to you, Mark. And again, thanks for happy hour, and thanks for your overall sponsorship.
Oh, you're welcome, Graham. Good to see you.
See you later.
Thanks.
Okay. This is Graham at the happy hour after MEMA Summit, and I'm with Scott Severson of Ad Fusion. How you doing, Scott?
Great.
How did you like the conference today?
It was really fun. Everything from Seth Godin's speech was inspiring. The breakout sessions that gave people some good tactical information they can use on their jobs tomorrow. The only downside is it went way too fast.
And it was crowded. Were you able to get into every session you wanted to?
I think the crowdedness was it's a good problem to have. I was able to get into every session. It just says where the market and where the marketing dollars are going, that MEMA is growing and thriving to this degree. It's really great to see.
Is this your first one, or have you been to these in the past?
I've been to several, and this is, you know, the watching the growth year after year is pretty amazing.
I think they're 300 or 400 up over what they had last year.
I think they are, absolutely.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know where they go from here, but maybe the convention center, huh?
Yeah. I think it maybe almost needs to be a two-day event at this point.
Yeah, you know, I kind of feel that way myself. It's all the breakout sessions. It's so hard to choose the ones you want to go to. You know, they're all good.
Yeah, well, fortunately, at AdFusion, we brought a whole team of people here, and we did some pre-planning to make sure we had coverage for everything. So we're going to get back to the office tomorrow and compare notes.
That's the way to do it. Were you Twittering at all, or aren't you into that yet?
I was doing a little bit of Twittering.
Yeah, I saw
today.
One. I wasn't watching all of yours, but I did see one scroll by. So, give us an update on AdFusion. I know you guys are doing some exciting things, so fill us in.
Well, AdFusion is really, it's continuing to grow and evolve. Our distribution is expanding. You know, for those of your listeners that maybe aren't familiar, a great way to think about AdFusion is when it comes to online advertising, really what's available to most people is buying space around content. And at AdFusion, we let our clients be the content. We write feature brand stories about our clients, and then we use that to drive traffic to their websites on a cost per click basis. One of the interesting things that we're in the midst of studying right now is for some time we've heard anecdotally from our clients that when they run with us, they see their other marketing perform better. They see more search traffic. They see better click rates. And so we're trying to gauge what is the real effect of this right now through an attribution study. So I'll be happy to share once we get some more data what that looks like.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'd love to follow up on that at Minovate and maybe do a post about you guys.
Absolutely. Another new feature since you and I last spoke is we're getting into the retargeting business. So the theory being when a user reads an article about a client's product, we're going to be serving display ads to that user downstream. So targeting them based on their content interests. So we're very excited about launching that.
When will that launch?
Hopefully this quarter.
Oh, great. So great.
We're busy.
Yeah, it sounds like it. How many people you have now?
We're just under 50.
Yeah. Well, you guys are a great story here locally in the online advertising business. So it'll be great to follow up with you and maybe do something on Minovate.
That'd be wonderful.
Good seeing you, Scott.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Graham.
You bet. Okay, this is Graham at the happy hour after the MEMA Summit on October 5th in Minneapolis. We're getting all tuned up for the Viking-Packers game, but I was just about to head out the door and I ran into the SEO guru of Minneapolis, Lee Odden. How you doing, Lee?
I'm doing great, Graham. Good to see you.
Good to see you. And you had a great session today, oversubscribed, packed out of the doors once more, right?
It was fun. It was good. There were a lot of people in there. A lot of people are really interested in this whole idea of the intersection of search and social media.
Yeah, that was the title of your event. And well, give us kind of a capsule of what you had to say, because I myself couldn't get in there. It was so crowded, I couldn't get in the door.
Sure. Well, I started off just by, demonstrating the value of social media. And, obviously we know how many people are engaging and spending their time in social channels. Search also one of the top rated, the top ROI, top conversion rate tactics. And so putting them together just makes a lot of sense. And for a couple of reasons. One, you can optimize the content that people create in a social context, like videos, images, and text or whatever, to rank well in standard search results. But there's search that happens within social networks too. Out of the top 20 search engines, according to ComScore in August, three of them are search functions within a social media site. YouTube's the second most popular search engine, and then MySpace and Facebook are number 19 and 20.
Now, what about Twitter search, the old surmise?
Not in the top 20.
Really?
Yet. No, I mean, it's obviously popular. I mean, and it really defines the whole notion of real-time search, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can optimize content to show people are spending more and more time searching within Facebook because they can't find what they're looking for. Well, make sure your content is optimized so they can. And then the third thing has to do with you create networks with like-minded people and you create remarkable content. You need to promote it in order for them to know that it exists if they're not subscribing. Or if they're publishers like bloggers, if they are notified either through Twitter, a Facebook status update, a LinkedIn update, or an RSS subscription, that will let them know this remarkable content exists, and they'll then know to link to it, and those increased links boost up search engine rankings.
Yeah, so these are the ways that people promote things, or how do you recommend that companies promote their content?
I mean, that's another thing that I talked about is a content promotion plan and a social media strategy that's flavoring SEO. So, you define your audience, what your goals are, what strategy are you going to follow, and the mix of tactics. And as you design the mix of tactics, meaning the social tools and channels you're going to use, like Facebook for social networking, for example, Flickr for images, YouTube for video, and so forth, then you can make sure you add a layer of optimization. And you do keyword research with social media tags to find out what keywords are they using when they comment most often. Like, what are the most often used keywords when people tag that kind of content? What are the most common keywords they use when they search? Combine the two, and that's social media optimization.
Yeah, cool. So what you're telling me is I should probably be tagging my Flickr photos.
Well, only if you want them to be discovered through search.
Yeah, right. Yeah, tagging is everything, I suppose, huh?
Well, tagging is helpful. The way you name things, titles, annotations, and descriptions. Yeah. With this podcast, if you had it transcribed, that becomes text content that's quite useful for search engines.
Yeah. Well, interesting. And tell us about Top Rank Marketing, your firm. How are things going? Can you name any of your interesting recent clients, or give us an update?
Yeah, well, we're doing great. We're about 20 people. We're in the west side of Lake Minnetonka. We're adding new clients all the time. We do work with companies as small as Marketo and as large as McKesson. McKesson is a $100 billion company.
Oh, yeah.
In San Francisco. And we're hiring. We're looking for account managers. We're looking for search marketing specialists. So, yeah,
beautiful.
It's good stuff.
It's a great story. And you're out on the west side of Lake Minnetonka. Where?
Yes, in Spring Park.
Oh, yeah. I remember you told me that. Yeah, great digs.
It's really nice. Yeah. We're in an old building that's been renovated, and we look right out onto the lake, and it's nice.
And you speak at a lot of conferences. You are the man when it comes to conference speaking. Can you tell us some of the events you're going to be at in the next couple months?
Or? Well, you know, speaking of conferences and blogging is really all we do for marketing. So any money I would have spent on advertising, I spend on flights and hotel.
Right.
And increasingly, not even on that. But coming up is the Direct Marketing Association in San Diego. And then after that...
My favorite town.
Yeah. And then after that, I'm going to New York for a PR news. And from New York, I'm flying to London for something with search engine strategies. And then after that... PRSA back in San Diego.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And then from there, directly to Las Vegas for Webmaster World PubCon.
For which?
It's called Webmaster World PubCon.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Very geeky SEO conference.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you have to miss Blog World, I hear.
Yes,
it's a
unfortunately.
Conflict, huh?
I know. Yeah, there is. And I really wish I could go to Blog World, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, you can't. They overlap some of these events. Well, you know, you're a globetrotter for sure, and you're teaching a lot of people about how to do things right on the web, and we're glad to have you here in Minneapolis.
Thanks, Graham. I really appreciate it. You're awesome.
Hey,
you know,
well,
I follow you on Twitter, and you're a real pioneer in the social media space. I mean, it's unbelievable. I saw you with that hat and your
icon. Yeah, right.
And I thought, you know, wow, look at who this guy's talking to, you know? And then to find out you were in Minnesota was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I get accosted about that all the time, you know. But I am in San Clemente part of the time, just north of San Diego.
Okay.
So I try to get to as many conferences out there as I can, but maybe I'll run into India one of those San Diego conferences.
Okay, sounds great.
Hey, good talking to you, Lee.
Thanks. Have a good one.